2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Lots of people called the Salt Lake City Fire Department after seeing a fire truck with large Trump flags on it before last night's debate. But firefighters say it's not theirs. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, police in Riverton arrested a 37-year-old woman accused of tasing a 9-year-old boy in a church parking lot. April Shurtleff has since been booked into the Salt Lake County Jail on charges of aggravated assault, threats of violence, and investigation of child abuse. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
And that is going to be westbound I-80, where we have bumped this up to emergency traffic. A crash prior to 13th East is blocking a right lane. You have delays backing past Foothill. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's going to be warmer today again, but a major cool down this weekend. How low the temperatures drop? My forecast coming up.
84 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says President Trump is complicit in an alleged plot to kidnap her.
Hate groups heard the president's words not as a rebuke, but as a rallying cry, as a call to action.
More than a dozen members of an alleged militia group have been arrested and charged. A written statement from Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump has condemned all forms of hate. Joe Biden will take part in an ABC News town hall on October 15th, the date initially set for the second presidential debate. President Trump today said he wouldn't take part in the virtual format the Commission for Presidential Debates is moving to. Hurricane Delta is Category 3 strength again. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
It is very clear that Southwest Louisiana is going to get more of a punch from this than we would like to see, for sure. Because we're still trying to recover from Hurricane Laura.
Delta is expected to slam the coastal part of Louisiana tomorrow. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
Another day, another record daily case count of 1,501, not to mention crossing the grim threshold of 500 deaths today. During this morning's Capitol briefing, University of Utah Health infectious disease physician Dr. Emily Spivak was asked about how doctors and nurses are coping through this challenging time.
I will tell you that I feel very blessed to work at the University of Utah, and I think many of us would say that, in that our administration and leadership is acutely aware hour to hour of our bed capacity. The people to support and to take care of these patients is almost the more important factor, as you're asking. And we have a very supportive leadership and administration who is very aware of these things. And I think most of our staff would tell you that they feel very supported and that they are doing the best that they can. But I'll tell you, there have been some personal stories shared with us at meetings from some of our intensive care unit nurses and physicians that are heartbreaking. And they feel very overwhelmed. So we feel supported. We have great leadership, but people are really tired. So I don't know what else to tell you, but
Governor Gary Herbert echoed that sentiment immediately after Dr. Spivak stepped away from the microphone.
I think we're all tired, and it's like we're in the third quarter of a very difficult contest, and we're just kind of going into halftime a little bit tired. We need to have maybe a modification of our game strategy. We need to have everybody in the team come together and put forth our best efforts. And if we do that, we'll win. We'll win this battle. But it's going to take us all working together to do it.
Dr. Spivak, Governor Herbert, and the state epidemiologist, Dr. Angela Dunn, all pleaded with Utahns to continue wearing masks, physically distancing, and hand washing. Emergency traffic is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky Meese, another problem or just a...
It's the one on I-80. The problem with this is there are only three lanes on this stretch of the freeway, westbound I-80, with a crash prior to 13th East. That's taking up the right lane. That takes traffic down to two lanes. And this is an area of the valley that it just doesn't take much to get backed up. And if it does get backed up, you're not talking about 5 or 10 minutes. You've suddenly got 20 to 25 minutes of delay just to go a very, very short distance. And that's what we're seeing right now on the east side of the valley, westbound I-80. Your delays are going to start as you're leaving I-215's east belt or coming out of the mouth of Parley's Canyon. And it's all due to this crash blocking a right lane, westbound I-80, prior to 13th East. Now, we also have slowdown southbound on I-15 this afternoon, starting prior to 53rd South in Murray. But by the time you're hitting and passing 90th South, you're at good speeds from there all the way through the rest of Utah County. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, not bad at all. 5600 West, though, you do have traffic filling in, slowing down both directions between I-80 and about 3500 South. Steve?
Still have a crash on Redwood Road at 70th South in West Jordan. Meantime, wide open speeds for those on the north or southbound I-15 running between downtown Salt Lake City and Willard Bay so far. New crash, though, eastbound 1900 West at 2550 South in Ogden. And another crash in the clearing stages in Syracuse, southbound 2000 West at 1500 South. UDOT construction alert. Expect nighttime delays on I-15 between Layton and Roy. I-15 down to one lane each direction while crews work to widen the freeway. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Kristen Van Dyke is here with a look at the 7-day forecast.
Thanks, guys. 7-day forecast. Lots of changes ahead. We'll keep it in the 80s today and tomorrow. Then this weekend, a storm system moves in Saturday night to bring in rain and higher elevation snow. On Sunday, highs only in the mid-50s, lows falling to the 30s and 40s. It'll feel like fall next week, though, Tuesday, Wednesday, highs in the 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Smoky sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, 84 degrees.
It's getting darker a little earlier. The nights are cooler, and it's a great time to give yourself a wonderful evening out at Ruth's Chris. We love Ruth's Chris. It's elegant, it's opulent, and it's delectable. The steaks are spellbinding. The staff is amazing. And, of course, safety is the top priority right now with socially distant tables. And every Ruth's Chris staff member is committed to the tiniest details of a safe and healthy experience. The last time my wife and I enjoyed dinner at Ruth's Chris, they were disinfecting the pen to sign the check. They are committed to your safety. And oh my goodness, are they ever committed to amazing steak served on a 500-degree plate, cooked exactly the way you like it. Their filet is the best steak I've ever had. That includes every restaurant anywhere. The best. They have two locations, downtown Salt Lake and in Park City, for birthdays, anniversaries, or just a night out. Ruth's Chris is ready to welcome you back with world-class hospitality and incredible food. I love Ruth's Chris. You will too.
What if you had Whipple Service Champions in your contacts so that when you said, "Hey Siri, call Whipple Service Champions," Whipple Service Champions would come a-running. Or on speed dial, if you're still doing that, so that with just the push of a button, you can get your drains augered, your leaky pipes, drippy faucets, electrical fixtures, furnace, and or AC fixed. Oh, bad news, water heater's leaking. Alexa, call Whipple Service Champions. And you're on the phone with, for emergencies, when you call today, we come today. The new water heater will already be stocked on the truck. And come with a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Yeah, 10-year parts and labor warranties come with new furnaces and ACs, too. Let's program that number into your contacts. 801-444-FAST. 801-444-3278. On your phone spells FAST. The 444s are like 4FAST, like 4FAST service. Clever, huh? Speed dial 801-444-FAST. Hey, Google, call Whipple Service Champion.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
It's Bullfrog Spa's huge, peaceful life sale with special pricing and financing. Find your nearest factory store at bullfrogfactorystores.com. End Saturday.
Across the nation, America is moving forward, finding our footing, getting back on our feet. Life continues to open up. Businesses are getting back to business, and we are too. We know you rely on the Goodfeet store to be there when you need us. We're open and ready to serve you. Our personally fit arch supports are designed to help alleviate, even eliminate, foot, knee, hip, and back pain, and provide comfort, balance, and support. The well-being of our customers, associates, and community is our highest priority. So we've implemented new measures, procedures, and precautions, keeping your health and safety in the forefront. The Good Feet Store is lending a hand to help America get back on its feet. And just as we have for a quarter century, we're helping to improve the quality of people's lives, 2 feet at a time.
You'll find America's art support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
KSL News Time 355. We are watching Utah's money. Dollar General is catering to wealthier shoppers with its new pop shelf stores. The retail locations will feature all sorts of home goods for $5 or less and will be placed in suburban areas. KSL Drive's Amazon is showing off a prototype of its new Rivian electric delivery van. The vans featuring Alexa and other advanced tech will hit the roads next year. Remember Bitcoin? Well, it's still a thing, and apparently something Square really believes in it. The company announced today it bought $50 million worth of that cryptocurrency. On Wall Street, the Dow jumped 122 points to 28,425. S&P 500 added 27, and the NASDAQ gained 56 points. KSL News Time, 356, and it's time for Cougar Tracks on Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
There's a lot to like about the 3-0 BYU football team right now. Cougars are number one in offense and number one in defense heading into their game against UTSA this Saturday. But for Kalani Sitake, it's the bond this team has that he likes the most.
I like the closeness that they have. You could tell they love each other. You know, there's moments where you see how they react to certain players making plays. And when even when the game seems like it's under control, you see the excitement and the energy on the sideline. And the players just they're so invested in each other and seeing each other have success, you know, and that's something special, and that's a huge credit to our leadership. And man, I just love the way these guys are taking care of each other and the way that they work together, but more importantly, the way they love each other.
BYU hosts Texas San Antonio on Saturday at 1:30 PM, and you can listen to the game here on KSL and the KSL News Radio app. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.